He was standing out on the grassy place before the cottage while he thought about his being discovered in the boat. Twilight was coming on apace, and a star or two was already out. Not far away, the stranger's horse, loosely tied to an iron ring in the wall of the donkey's stable, was grazing. Shasta strolled over to it and patted its neck. It went on tearing up the grass and took no notice of it.
There you are, old fellow. You go on with your meal. Our masters will be haggling for ages. I need a moment to think. It's remarkable. I'm not the son of Ashish. And for that, I feel a strange relief. But then, who am I? Why, I might be anyone. I might be the son of a Tarkhan myself, or the son of the Tisrock, may he live forever, or even of a god. I wonder what sort of man your master is. Perhaps he'd take me to wars, and I'd save his life in a battle, and then he'd set me free and adopt me as his son, and give me a palace and a chariot and a suit of armour. Or he might send me to work on the fields, in chains. Oh, I wish I knew. How can I know? But you know. If only you could tell me. Yes, I wish you could talk, old fellow.
But I can.
What?
I said, but I can.
However did you learn to talk?
Shh, hush, not so loud. Where I come from, nearly all the animals talk.
Wherever do you come from?
Narnia.
Where?
The happy land of Narnia. Narnia of the heathery mountains and the thymy downs. Narnia of the many rivers, the mossy caverns and the deep forests ringing with the hammer of the dwarves. The sweet air of Narnia. An hour's life there is better than 1,000 years in Calormon.
But how did you get here?
Kidnapped, or stolen, or captured, whichever you like to call it. I was only a foal at the time. My mother warned me not to range the southern slopes into Arkenland and beyond, but I wouldn't heed her. And by the lion's mane, I have paid for my folly. All these years I have been a slave to humans, hiding my true nature and pretending to be dumb and witless like their horses.
Why didn't you tell them who you were?
Not such a fool, that's why. If they'd once found out I could talk, they would have made a show of me at fairs and guarded me more carefully than ever. My last chance of escape would have been gone.
But why?
Now look, we mustn't waste time on idle questions. You want to know about my master, the Tarkhan Anradin. Well, he's bad. No, not too bad for me. For a warhorse costs too much to be treated very badly. But you'd better be lying dead tonight than go to be a human slave in his house tomorrow.
Oh, then what am I to do? Oh, I'd better run away.
Yes, you had. But why not run away with me?
Oh, are you running away too?
Yes, if you'll come with me. This is the chance for both of us. You see, if I run away without a rider, everyone who sees me will say I'm a stray horse and be after me as quick as he can. With a rider, I have a chance to get through. That's where you can help me. On the other hand, you can't get very far on those two silly legs of yours without being taken. But on me, you can outdistance any other horse in this country. That's where I can help you. You do know how to ride, don't you?
Yes, of course. At least, I've ridden a donkey.
Ridden the what? In other words, you can't ride. That's a drawback. I'll have to teach you as we go along.
I'll do my best.
We'll make a fine rider of you in no time. And now, we mustn't start until those two in the hut are asleep. Meantime, we can make our plans. My Tarkan is on his way north to the great city of Tashban and the court of the Tizrok.
May he live forever.
What?
You're meant to say, may he live forever.
I'm a free Narnian. Why should I talk slaves and fools talk? I don't want him to live forever. And I know that he's not going to live forever whether I want him to or not. I can see you're from the Free North too. So no more of that kind of jargon between you and me. And now, back to our plans. As I said, my human was on his way north.
Does that mean we better go south?
I think not. You see, he thinks I'm dumb and witless like his other horses. If I really were, the moment I got loose, I'd go back home to his palace and my stable, which is 2 days' journey south. That's where he'll look for me. He'd never dream of my going north on my own. And anyway, he'll probably think that someone in the last village who saw him ride through has followed us here and stolen me.
Then we'll go north?
Yes.
Oh, hurrah! I've been longing to go to the north all my life.
Of course you have. That's because of the blood that's in you. I'm sure you're true northern stock. The silence in the hut makes me think they're asleep now. Get my things out of the stable, and I'll tell you how to put them on.
All right.
For the next few minutes, Shasta was at work very cautiously to avoid jingling the saddle and bridle. All the while, the horse gave him instructions for tightening the girth or buckling the straps or adjusting the stirrups. Finally, all was finished.
Now, we've got to have reins for the look of the thing, but you won't be using them. Tie them to the saddle bow. Very slack, so I can do what I like with my head. And remember, you're not to touch them.
What are they for, then?
Ordinarily, they're for directing me. But as I intend to do all the directing on this journey, you'll please keep your hands to yourself. And I won't have you grabbing my mane.
Well, if I'm not to hold on by the reins, or by your mane, what am I to hold on by?
You hold on with your knees. That's the secret of good riding. Grip my body between your knees as hard as you like. Sit straight up, straight as an arrow, keep your elbows in. And by the way, what did you do with the spurs?
Oh, they're here. I was going to put them on my heels. I do know that much.
Oh, well, you can put them back in the saddlebag. We may be able to sell them when we get to Tashban. Ready? You can get up now.
Oh.
Come on.
Ah.
There. Now, off we go.
Wait. What shall I call you? I don't know your name. Oh, I'll never be able to say that. Can I call you Bree?
Well, if that's the best you can do, I suppose you must. And what shall I call you?
I'm called Shasta.
Well now, there's a name that's really hard to pronounce. Are you ready, Shasta?
Yes, Bree.
Then, for Narnia and the North!
For Narnia and the North.